Good morning. 10:26 a.m. on Tuesday, April the 7th, 2026. Here on a partly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. The 3 day yesterday was uneventful. The 2 day before it was treadmill. It was one of those days where I forgot my name, let alone what I was supposed to be doing. And by the time I realized it, I was halfway through fixing dinner and wound up on the treadmill for the day. So yeah, blue day 2 day. Got my A1C checked yesterday. That was not good news. That was significantly elevated. And I know exactly why. You may have heard me talk about baking bread. And having to do it quite frequently these days. And the reason is because I keep eating it. There is a problem with eating half a loaf of bread a day. And that's, in addition to the calories, which don't seem to have been accumulating too much. I haven't weighed myself lately. I probably should. But the carbs boost the crap out of my blood sugar. So yeah, I gotta do a couple of things. One, I have to stop eating so much of my own bread. Two, I need to stop eating it with butter. I need to do some other thing that's not pure fat, like hummus or peanut butter, which has a protein component in it, which will help buffer the carb load, which delays the carbohydrate absorption, which keeps my blood sugar from spiking, keeps the glucose under control, and those spikes are what contribute to A1C as much as anything. I mean, if I was eating, you know, 10 bonbons a day or something, that would be just like, no, just suicide. Death by chocolate. But I'm not eating a lot of sweets. I mean, a lot of nuts, a lot of raisins. The odd M&M and the trail mix bag, but that's it, you know what I'm saying? It's the bread. I was noticing that the other day. It's like, I'm eating an awful lot of bread. And it's not like I'm thin slicing this bread. I'm taking slabs. So, yeah. We need to make some adjustment. I went to the store this morning, picked up a bunch of stuff that we needed, and a bunch of stuff that I can use instead of bread on my bread to help bolster that protein buffering. If I'm going to eat bread to begin with, do it with its buffer. But yeah, the doctor's advice was check your diet and exercise more. And I'm like, 40 miles a month, consistently 40 miles a month, is a lot more than I was doing. And except for December, I've been doing it since August. So, yeah. I need to probably up the pace a little bit, particularly in the first mile, which I have done, I think. I was checking my heart rate. It's down to 98 now. It was up at 112. And walking is really good because it's using up the sugar in my big muscles, which will then suck the sugar out of my bloodstream to order to replenish their supply. That's the theory anyway. Should probably be doing some upper body. I am doing some back stretches. Tai Chi exercise called pumping Chi. It's one of those weird exercises that doesn't look like much until you try to do it correctly. That was loud. Blasted out my hearing aids. Wow. Anyway, yeah, until you try doing it correctly, which means slowly, smoothly. Yeah. Adds up. Adds up. Anyway, what am I reading? I went to Artificer 2, Krevik. I finished off. With much sadness, I finished off the what was it? I forgot. Oh, something that won't have its next book out until July. Whatever I was reading the other day, the Homestead Crafter got chewed up. Oh, I knew it was Handyman. Casio Ferriera. Casio. Handyman. Yeah, I blew through the next book in Handyman. That one, next one, will come out eventually. So, Artificer was on my list. I picked up a whole bunch of books the other day. It was Double Points Day on Amazon. So I went through the list of books that had come out that I hadn't yet caught up with in terms of series. And slurped down a whole bunch of those. So I've got like book 4, book 3, book 5. I've got the next Wandering In, which should hold me for a week. A little chilly there in the shade. It is quite chilly, 40 something. I started out at 35 this morning when I got up. Of course, that was 4:30 this morning. So we've had some time to warm up a little bit. Sun's been up since 6:45 or so. The lilacs. So lilacs have blossomed. Everywhere I look now, there's blossomed lilacs. I'm interested to see what this hedge of lilacs has done. When I was coming down through the other day, I think I made a note that the buds were up, but I didn't see any flowers. And I hadn't seen even any buds on mine, and now yesterday I noticed that they're all bloomed out. All right, heading east along Eastern Reach here. Sun feels warm. Heard a few birds. Grackles and redwings have been in my backyard. Guy on a skateboard coming up behind me. Apparently off to school. Coming up on a get ready set with me. Bunk bust. Yeah. Lots of green leaves. This tree looks like it's dead, except that the tips of the leaves have all got little buds and leaves on them. This aspen tree looks like it's gonna do something. It's a lilac shrub, it's not doing too much yet. These fountain grasses are beginning to show green amongst the brown stubble left over from last year. My ryegrass is coming in nicely. Oh my goodness. It's ridiculous how excited I am about this ryegrass coming in, but knowing that I managed to capture some of the feral rye that was hanging out in the park on the edges of the sidewalk, and then successfully propagated them into my garden where they can grow free of any kind of obstruction other than the house. But it looks good, I like it. I like it a lot. This maple tree is all helicoptered with just barely leaved out. Aspen all leafed out on one side and naked on the other. That's an interesting look. Good morning to you too. Good morning. Little chihuahua giving me hell. Yeah, some budding blossoms and a bunch of barely leafed out. There's a couple of fully developed blossoms. It looks nice. I like lilacs. I wish the people in my house were able to deal with lilacs and their pollen and their scent. Oh well. Well, like Paul doesn't want to change, and I don't really want to change, so. I guess it's one of those suck it up, buttercup situations. You can hear the crackles. It is a cool morning, though. I mean, the sun is warm. I've got, you know, sweat on my back. But I got my hands in my pockets, and my cheeks are cold. This morning's music was Squirmnut Zippers, The Essentials. Finished off the track from the other day, and then I only had like time for one more song, so I just told us to do the next one. Started listening, trying to find other music, trying to find what the actual alternative radio new music might be. Ran across a bunch of streamers. Level Brother Radio is pretty cool. Tuned in Radio Garden and did a search for college radio, found one syndicated group of college radios, which seems odd. Underground and College Radio, Athens, Augusta, Georgia. Listen to it for a few minutes. It's like, okay, what makes this alternative? What makes this alt? What makes this? My Pandora is useless at this point. Pandora's alternative radio sounds like top 40. I made my own station for Cream and Humble Pie and some of those old, the old time music from my youth. It's not to say there isn't any good new music. I mean, there's some catchy numbers. I don't know how long how old someone she used, someone I used to know, because, but that was pretty cool. I keep looking up pamplemousse to see what they're doing, because they seem to do some interesting things, but they're mostly covers. And the same with Mary Spender. Her original music is really good. I like it. I bought her album, Super Sexy Heartbreak. I should get that on my phone if I don't have it already. She just put out a new cover the other day. I listened to it. What was it? Heard a guitar cover, only guitars, for Sultans of Swing, which is amazing. It wasn't her, because she did her own amazing Sultans of Swing. What was it? I just hit my inbox the other day. I listened to it. I liked it. Why can't I remember it? Yeah. See, memory is the second thing to go. I used to know the first, but I forgot. Anyway, how's the heart rate doing? 130. Woohoo! I better go in and sit down. Take a load off. My little heart is working its little valves off. But I am, luckily, at the back gate. Tomorrow is, luckily, another day. And with any luck at all, speaking of luckily, I'll talk to you then.